Saratoga Springs City Council has signed off on a deal that will allow a company to develop a piece of property that is being considered as a possible site for the new state prison. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
The City Council Tuesday night approved a so-called pre-annexation agreement that will allow Western States Ventures' 490-acre parcel to be annexed into Saratoga Springs city limits. The company wants to build a mixed-use development with up to 2,000 residential units. Saratoga Springs Mayor Jim Miller says Western States can request to be removed from the Utah Prison Relocation Commission's list of possible locations, but the state could intervene and pursue eminent domain. He's hopeful that won't happen.
I think the legislators up in Capitol Hill will listen to the landowner. Utah is typically a property rights state, and if the landowner wishes not to be on there, I think they'll respect that.
Eagle Mountain resident Colby Curtis says the area is growing too fast to house a new prison.
When you look at it, that's the same reason they want to move it out of Draper, is because of growth. And yet, why put it right back in the same kind of a community that you're trying to take it out of? That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
The entire process is expected to be completed in mid-January, before the start of the legislative session, when state lawmakers will decide where the new prison will go. Whitney Evans, KUER News.